Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Goodness, fellas. Listen, I know if you look at our feed, you might see our episodes that pop up, guest episodes that are really great and fun, and then other episodes like, you know, my favorite, which we're doing today, which is a dump, 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 da dump, da dump. Dump, 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 da dump, da dump. It's a nostalgia dump. We're back. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Yo, I thought you were going to say your favorite episode of Pete and Pete, but that could never be.
Well, I got one.
Watch the first season. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. And to his right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
Hi there. How you doing? Hi.
And my name is Jeremy. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, we're going to take a bit of a gander down memory lane again. We're going to look at the
Isn't
March.
Isn't that what these nostalgia dumps are for, Jeremy?
Yeah, and we got a bunch of dumps now, to be honest. And we've done this episode before. This is the March 95 Nickelodeon magazine. And just for those, you know, those patron video watchers, like, I have this, which is a list that I've been gathering of all the Nick magazines that you guys may possibly be in. And that cuts off right at August 99 with the All That episode, which we have here somewhere.
I know I was on the cover of that.
Yeah.
Which one?
It's only half of us was. I don't want to make it a big deal or anything. Oh, yeah. Super.
Look at
down,
that. Look at that butt. Look at that butt cut.
Butt cut is real. Yeah. The butt cut is
delectable,
real.
Delectable.
And the Keenan
has
stash.
Dreads. Keenan has little.
It's his first stash. Yeah. Yeah. But
It probably was his first stash.
But I think this is what I mean, there's more obviously episodes after this, but I feel like this is probably the last one you're in, isn't it? When did you leave Nickelodeon?
It could be, sure. Well, that's, I took that picture and then went right back to college where I was doing all sorts of illicit
Not with that haircut. Not with that haircut. You did not.
I told Josh Server when we all went and did this.
No.
And we had that little angel. We had a... Well, I was dating a girl who had a friend who was a Nets dancer. So we shot that Nickelodeon magazine cover in New York and they all had to fly in. And I obviously came in from Jersey and
you had to show them the town on the way.
It was me. Yeah. It was me like coming back from college, like telling Josh, I was like, yeah, man, I've been like, you know, doing like, well, my friend had brought this like really nice opium by and we were smoking opium. It was
no.
So cool. And he was like, dude, you mean sopium? And like went into this whole thing about like how you don't get real opium here. But I was like, you know, 19 and being like, yeah.
He was just so like in my travels.
Look, also I'm dating this girl and her friend's a Nets dancer, so I can get us like courtside seats for the Nets. And I was like, okay. Cool. So we all went, Keenan and Josh and myself, and Keenan had someone that he brought along just to bring him weed and just hung out with us just because he supplied the weed.
I did see that one rapper, like somebody, what's the dude that you, that's a fan of Pete and Pete, the loner stoner?
Chris Webby?
No, it's like, I'm on a pursuit of happiness. Kid Cudi, your friend.
Oh, Kid Cudi. Oh, yeah, my friend Kid Cudi, yeah.
I believe Kid Cudi had recently put a post out for a blunt roller. to hire full time.
I did.
Was that on Fiverr, Tenor, 20 or what was it? What website was that on?
No, I don't think Keenan wouldn't have been like that. He didn't. He just was like, here, I'll give you a free ticket. You come and bring Herb for all of us. And we're like, okay, yeah, sure. That sounds like a good idea.
Right, but does Keenan have his own roller? I can
get him in. No, he rolls his own. He's fine. Yeah. He's fine at rolling his own. I need a roller. I feel like that's too much. Yep. That's too much. If you can't roll your own weed, you shouldn't be smoking.
You think you're out of touch? Is that when you're out of here?
It's like the level
you need to check yourself.
When like you look up after like that one rail, like in fucking
Scarface like, or something.
Whatever. Just like and you see your whole world around you, like that's it. You're just taken out.
Yeah, I don't know what that
What's that about?
What's that have to do with the rolling blunts?
I don't know. I'm just saying, okay. Once you're at that level where you don't, you like have all these people around you, don't know what's going on, and then you're like, oh yeah, I definitely need someone to roll my own blunts.
Yeah, you have a t-shirt guy. This is the guy who gets me my t-shirts. But you got a haircut guy.
You would have a black t-shirt guy. Gosh, I'll know that you got too big is when you have a black t-shirt guy to take care of your black t-shirts for you. That's when I'll know.
Anywho, we went to the game, and what the lady didn't tell us was that we got these tickets and we had to be on like the screen, and they were not happy about having to like show themselves.
Kiss cam?
Yeah, they wanted us to like get down and be on the court during like an intermission break or something.
Oh, nice.
And the big hands came down and he was like, I ain't doing that. We're not doing that. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't have to do it.
I'm not sure who's
Big
Hand.
Then I broke up with this lady. You know, Big Hand. Oh, not Big Hand. I'm just...
Big Nickelodeon,
like Big Boy. My brain is fried, guys. I can't fucking,
I think you're doing great.
6 a.m. to, I've been up 12 hours with the 2-hour break.
These are those rough.
It is how it is. How it is. And you get ebbs and flows of being like, oh, cool, I'm in a good space. I can get 5 hours of sleep. I can be
salute
fine
to
with
the
that.
Parents. Salute to all the parents.
Big salute. Yeah, dog parents included.
Grandparents, sisters and brothers. Again, everybody.
Sorry, it wasn't such a good story, guys. The funny thing is, I do remember I did a video, a music video with Freddie Gibbs, and he.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Krueger, Robert Englund.
He
had a blunt roller. He had someone that was just sat on our couch. They shot in our old apartment in the Lower East Side. And the guy just sat on the couch for like 3 hours and just continuously rolled blunts.
Wow.
That of hitting stick fame?
Hitting stick fame apartment, yes. Mm-hmm.
And he was hitting sticks in another way after that's the smoking weed. You know what? I'm going to move on from that joke because it wasn't very good. But speaking of rolling joints and saliva and spit,
they're good, 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 good.
It would have been if you didn't do that.
That's okay. Good.
Yeah, your segues never suck, so.
Yeah, that's right. I thought that one was pretty good, actually. This is from an article in the 95.
An article from the March
95 Nickelodeon magazine. It is called Save Your Saliva. It's about things getting translated from our language to another. And I want to start by saying I'm not going to keep score. We're just going to have fun. There's no competition. Let's just talk. Let's just get this out. You know what I mean?
Cut to the chase, Spitty.
Can I just interject before we play the game? Yeah. Just a little.
We know your brain is fried.
My brain's fried a little bit, but whatever. Just thinking about this made me think of I was in some hostel in Berlin or something in 2004, whenever that was. Yeah, and we were in there with a New Zealand guy, and he kept talking about him leaving because he got this girl up the duff, and up the duff.
Oh yeah,
he kept saying it, and I didn't know what
that
it
means. Pregnant,
right? I didn't know that, but he kept saying it, and I was like, I don't understand that because I only think about Duff beer when he said Duff, and then I tried to talk to him about The Simpsons, and it didn't work out well.
I nearly guarantee that's not in Nickelodeon magazine.
You don't think so? Up the Duff isn't
up
in there?
Up the Duff? I don't know. I think they're a little more PG than that.
Wait until Disney buys. Oh, no, they sold Fox. Wait until Fox buys Viacom.
All right, we're going to go back and forth on questions. Mike, you'll answer first. Danny, your second.
As befits my status.
7 total questions. So, question number 1. What is the French interpretation of "Don't waste your breath." Mike, don't. I hear clicks. Are you good?
You don't hear it. You don't hear any clicks.
Well, don't waste your breath in French.
You have to. There's no right or wrong answer. You just have
Fermé
to make
la
it
bouche.
Out.
No, there is a right answer. Yeah.
Fermé la bouche.
And it's very familiar. And it's a word. Three words I just said.
Go ahead, say it.
Well, Danny, do you know what it is?
An American phrase?
The American expression is "don't waste your breath." What is the French interpretation of that?
Oh, I have no idea.
Save your saliva.
That would be good as the last question, not as the first one. But
well,
good
I didn't write
good
the
try,
thing,
Jeremy.
Save your saliva.
Save your saliva is the same as "don't waste your breath."
Okay,
oh,
so
okay.
Now we know what we're
okay.
up against.
Okay.
Here.
Yeah,
incredibly pedantic nerd.
I didn't write it. The American expression is "go fly a kite." What is the Spanish interpretation from the Danny's beloved Spain?
My beloved Spain?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's confusing the entire Iberian Peninsula with
yeah, I mean,
it might
I'm
be.
More,
I don't know.
I'm
I feel like
a,
you'd
I'm
love
more
Spain.
More of a Portuguese kind of guy.
I mean,
but I have been to Spain.
Yeah,
Granada's great. You go into any place and they give you a little food to eat when you have a drink.
Give them
Danny's name. That's a Homer Simpson indicator city.
This is
you walk
the
into
entire
any
city,
bar,
the entire
you walk
city.
Into any bar and you order food and they give you their special like this is what this bar does. Here's a bunch of olives. This is what this bar does. Like here's some tripe. I don't know.
The
What I would like to say is
yeah, just give it to me and see if it's
go fly a kite in Spain would be like, "Oh, why don't you put more shrimp in that paella?
Put more shrimp in the paella.
Hey, why don't you go shrimp up that paella?
Hey,
you know,
go
if you
fly
have to put
a kite.
More if you have to put more shrimp in your paella in your Spanish."
This,
that's a total insult.
The Michael C. Do you you have any thoughts?
No, I don't
thoughts?
Have a guess. Just
go fly
a
kite. I'm gonna say El Kaito Flyo or I don't know something basic.
Sheesh.
No, it's not. It's not. Wait,
what?
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 The kite flies.
There.
That's your answer.
The answer in the Nickelodeon magazine.
Yeah.
Is go fry asparagus.
Oh. Okay. All right.
So go fry.
You got to be careful. You got to be careful when you fry asparagus.
You got to be calm. You got to be cool. You got to get the.
You throw a little blue cheese on it or.
Put some olive oil and then lemon on the top.
Melt it up.
You got to have palm. You got to have mutts. You got to have.
Added salt and pepper.
All
right. All
I know
nothing,
is
okay.
that
nothing,
if
nothing.
You fry asparagus.
No.
Hey.
All right.
See that? Look, my brain is fried, but I can sing that. What
so
is what's
Danny
wrong with
hits
me?
A real high C. Move to question number three. Put me out of my misery.
Please.
Okay. So I want to bring up first that we mentioned. I when I said Spain before, I got Spain and Portugal mixed up because I know that you and your wife went to Portugal and had a big thing before Alfie.
Mm-hmm.
So the next question is the Portugal interpretation of the term.
Great.
I'm talking to myself.
Can you?
And I'll give you a hint. It's very close to the original.
The Portuguese.
I'm talking to myself.
Yeah, the Portuguese is.
Talking to myself.
No, the Portuguese version of this saying is. The sardine hears what the sardine says.
That's not bad. That is not bad. What about you, Dan?
Oh gosh. Say it again one more time for me.
Oh, you would. No, you're gonna get a lifeline.
Just,
give me 50-50.
Yeah,
give me one more time.
I'm talking to myself. In what's the Portuguese? The Portuguese translation.
The Portuguese translation is just Bolsonaro because he just talks to himself.
Yeah,
interesting.
Does so.
It's actually
Zing.
I'm talking to my buttons, but I don't know. E tu o estou a falar como es mes bote. Listen, if you're from Portugal, you want to say that correctly, we'll dub it in there and send it to
you. It's okay. Look, I do Duolingo once every couple months for like a week, and I try to refresh the basic Portuguese.
Free.
And it doesn't work. You have to keep up with it. You can't just like do a little bit and then be like, oh, cool. And then you go back to where you were and you're like, oh, no, I don't remember any of this shit.
Like a muscle.
Well, I did want to bring up that the last time I talked to you at this place I'm about to mention, I don't know what this has to do with anything, but it has to do with Portugal because you were in Portugal when I was at this place in Brooklyn, and it's it turned into like a sausage German spot, but it's closing now. You know what I'm talking about? It's the Grand
Prospect Hall.
Grand Prospect Hall. They're demolishing the entire site.
Yeah, they're petitioning. Yeah, they're petitioning for it to be a landmark.
It's a landmark. It has to be.
All your dreams come true. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So anybody who watched television late at night on local stations in Brooklyn or Queens or mostly Brooklyn.
Yeah. It was the.
They made your dreams come true.
We make your dreams come true, which now are complete nightmares and probably going to be a high rise. You know what I mean? Just done.
Oh.
Sorry, dreams are dead. But I brought that up because I remember I was sitting there eating one day at that place when you were in Portugal. So that's my tie-in. I don't know if it has to do with anything, but it's still a tie-in.
Oh, no. I remember that time well on my honeymoon when I talked to you, Jeremy. That was one of the highlights of my life.
Probably, you did it a lot. I don't know why you wanted to talk to me so much. It should be the question.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, number four. You're in over your head. And
in what?
The translation?
In Portuguese?
No, Chinese.
Oh.
In China.
You're in over your head in China means, hey, do you want to sleep with those sandy statues that we put into the ground that resemble fighters that have a cool name that I can't think of?
Damn, that's long.
Talk about the Terracotta Warriors.
Terracotta Warriors. Hey, you want to go sleep with the Terracotta Warriors?
That's not it. Michael C., do you have any thoughts? You're in over your head in the Chinese interpretation.
It's like something about a... something about like an animal biting more than they can chew.
That's very... it's not close at all, but I will say it's very close. It's actually, you're a baby with a runny nose who became emperor.
Hey, think about that.
I don't believe anything you say.
Again, if you have problems, you have to take it up with the author, which is Lisa Protzman. I don't know.
We're coming after you, Lisa.
That's not my fault. I didn't write it. Okay, now I'm just going to get doxed because of you. Thanks a lot, Jeremy. Fact checkers abound.
Well, I feel like it's a, you know, we're not keeping a score, like I said, but it feels like a tie to me. The next one is...
It's because it is.
Yeah. The next one is, all that glitters is not gold. And what is the Haitian translation or interpretation of that?
I'm not touching it.
Why? Just because they had an earthquake. It's not
in the Creole idiom.
I'll tell you the I don't know if I'm not saying it right, but Sipa Taut Chaiv Ki Vri. Not all hair is real.
What's that?
That's what they say instead of all that glitters is gold. Not all hair is real.
Now say it like you're speaking French.
Yeah, all hair is real. That's all I got. I don't have the impersonations on this podcast, unfortunately. That's Danny, more or less.
Sorry, guys. Steven. Because I and I'm friendly with Wyclef Jean, I can't really make any comments about Haiti.
Mm. All right, well.
Except, don't steal money from them.
Don't steal money and, good God, give them a fucking break. Just give them a break. Give that country a break, Mother Nature, please. Two more left of this. I mean, I don't know how you guys, your speakers and your cars aren't just like exploding. At this point.
Go ahead, Jeremy. Forge ahead.
Oof. And it's actually something Danny brought up earlier. The term, the American expression is, it's nothing to lose sleep over. And then I'd like to know the Hawaiian interpretation. Michael C., go ahead. What do you think? Hawaiian interpretation of it's nothing to lose sleep over.
There's more fish in the sea.
Oh, very close. Danny, what do you think it is?
I would say, hey, not all volcanoes are active.
That's pretty on brand, but Mike's closer. It's a heap of relish made of octopus liver. And there is an asterisk.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, I don't. That does. It's yeah.
You made that up.
I mean, to be fair, how do we know? We don't know.
Well,
I feel like if this was printed, look, I take the words of Joe Jackson very seriously, and from the song Sunday Papers, just talking about, hey, if it's printed, it must be true.
Mm.
So if it's printed in the
is that accurate?
What he says about the Sunday Papers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to, I found the author, so we'll contact her when I get off here.
I read it in the Sunday paper.
What would that be? No, this one you should get, both of you. You got Italian blood in you. You should get this one. And it's not going to be racist like that Arby's commercial.
It's the last one.
And it's the last one on the list. It's not going to be anything
crazy.
Save
your saliva, Jeremy. Just spit it out.
That's nice. Nice tie-in. Don't bite off more than you can chew. This is Michael C's. This is his life pledge. He says this to me all the time. And the Italian interpretation is don't take a. Wait, I'm not supposed to say that yet. So that's a hint. That's a hint. What do you think? Don't bite off more than you can chew is in Italian. Michael
don't
C.
Take a dump at low tide.
Oof. Don't take a is definitely right. Danny C.
Don't take a spaghetti in a hot bath for more than 8 minutes.
Don't Fair. Take a step Fair. Longer than
I like,
your leg.
I like mine, but I see where Danny's coming from.
Don't take a step longer than your leg.
Oh. That makes sense.
Don't bite off more than you chew. Don't take a step longer than your leg. I guess that's as much sense as we can make out of it. I'm currently drafting a Instagram message to the author of this article just to get a little more
well you found
oh you can ask for context
you already found
oh
found
I found Lisa
yeah
yeah, wow. yeah 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 found Lisa
context.
She's a mom she's a foodie a wife yeah I it might not be her but I'm gonna send it anyway very angrily
Jeremy
and I'm gonna tell her
them. Let's not dox them live on the show
I'm gonna tell her to save your saliva ladies and gentlemen wow what a barn burner that one was
saliva savers
oof. Speaking of saliva, I've been puked the other day. We don't have to talk about that. I don't know. I've just been randomly getting like...
I think it's entirely appropriate. Today I brought Gerard back to Puke Park in Astoria.
Oh, nice.
Oh, did you?
Nice.
Which I named because he kept going around on this particular piece of playground equipment. And we showed him how if you start going around with your legs out and then tuck your legs in, it really speeds you up, that centripetal force and... He just kept going around. We said, there's other stuff we can play with. And he just kept going around.
Yeah.
He just kept going around. He just kept going around. Then he put the mask on. Insisted on putting the mask back on.
Scream mask?
Took about 25 steps and started to look woozy. And he just dropped puke in the middle of this park in Astoria.
Poor guy.
In the middle of the playground park part, unfortunately, but it wasn't too heavily populated that day.
Shame it wasn't.
And
go ahead.
And so I renamed it Puke Park. Since then, we've had torrential rain in New York, so it's been entirely cleansed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no DNA there left.
And we revisited Puke Park today, and he, like, would not go. He was all over the playground, the scene of the crime. Did not go on the spinny things, but inquired as to when he could go on them next. So
before meals, I think, would be the answer.
Ooh.
Yeah. But anyway.
And, well, Michael, you're right. You're right. I bastardized Joe Jackson, and I'm very sorry. Okay, he says, he just read something, made his face turn blue. Well, I got nothing against the press. They wouldn't print it if it wasn't true. If you want to know about the gay politician, dunk, 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 if you want to know how to drive a car, come on.
Okay, anyway.
Yes, that's what it is. Well, I got nothing against the press. They wouldn't print it if it wasn't true.
So, I mean, you're right. It does fit pretty well with the
do you think that Joe Jackson was being satirical in his words?
Who am I to judge? I wasn't there.
Was she really going out with him?
You're really going to change his mind.
Yeah.
Her.
Head on down to Chinatown.
I don't think anyone can settle this argument. Yeah. Yeah. Jeremy. I know you won't try.
Okay.
How can a guy go from a great record like Look Sharp to the record that has that song on it, Stepping Out?
So what, like Billiards?
It was like a mere three years. No. Joe Jackson.
Yeah, the Billiards record.
Joe Jackson's first record, Look Sharp, is a damn fine, like, punk, new wave, hybrid.
When did that
record? And 4 years later, he makes a record that sounds like he listened to 101.9, CD 101.9, the jazz station. And being like, what the fuck did you do, Joe?
Jeremy, what issue was that from? What month and year was that issue from that you just read?
It's we did the Make Your Own Country from this one, and I think this is the last one, Save Your Saliva. It's from the March 95 Jim Carrey episode of Nickelodeon Magazine.
There's plenty of these. We have to go find them all, and we have to continue to do this because, you know what? This is the good work. Mike and I are doing the good work.
It's not the good work. No one is rewarding us for this. We're not advancing our karma.
Well,
if you want us to do more of this or less of this, please let us know at 347-470-8150. Tell us about root beer that Jeremy made me take off of him. It's currently chilling in my fridge instead of his. Tell us about root beer.
Shreckers. Yeah.
Sprecher.
Oh, shout out to Jungle Gems. We are a part of the Last Podcast Network. We'll check in, make sure we're still that way after this episode. But check them out at lastpodcastnetwork.com. All their great podcasts. Check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/Danny and Mike. You can find
with the ands.
Oh, I forgot that. Damn. Yeah. That one was for Danny, but you can find Michael at Michael C. Marone on the Twits, Danny at D. Tamborelli on the Twits, at Danny Tamborelli on the Instagram. Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm Remy Balin on most things, Jeremy Balin
on
the Instagram.
It's contagious. It's,
I love that cameo
through the microphone.
I love that cameo mirror behind you, Dan.
It is a little weird. You're almost perfectly framed.
No, it's like your character in Clue. We're remaking Clue. Get in, losers. I think that'd be a good remake.
What killed him?
Sorry.
Taylor Ham in the library. No?
Yes. That would be... See, that's a fun thing. Let's do that next time. Let's think about... Let's redo Clue. No, each one of us is a character and we get to pick, you know... Well, two characters. So you need to bolster it here.
Taylor Ham is obviously
Taylor Ham
the bizarro world Colonel Mustard.
I mean, it's way better than a hammer. It makes less noise. It can be more effective. You get
Taylor
him
Ham
the right... Bone. Well, you know, you get a 5-pound log. You know what I mean? Like, those things are no joke.
Yeah, I don't know about those. I I just last episode, I know I had to pull out that little Taylor Ham thing because it was like an advertisement you made for it. Not all Taylor Ham is pork roll. Pork, not it's all like pork roll is Taylor. I don't know, whatever it was. Yeah.
No, it's all Taylor Ham is pork roll, but not all pork roll is Taylor Ham.
If it's one of these rules I can never remember.
But every time you hear it, you're like, oh, makes sense.
Yeah. We also, on another note, have a few shows coming up. Check us out in October at Littlefield in Brooklyn on October the 19th. The next day, on the 20th, we'll be at the Ardmore Music Hall right outside of Philly.
Come see us. Lovely Ardmore, PA.
Say hi. Mm-hmm. Let's talk nostalgia and maybe drink a beer or two. I don't know. What do you guys want to do?
Is there a SEPTA stop there? It sounds familiar.
I don't know about a SEPTA stop. Mm. Don't know about that.
Don't know much.
Don't know about that. I know I don't got sepsis. That's all I know.
But I know this episode is over. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. We're gonna really put our heads
together. We're gonna send everybody $1.
$1 is better.
This is a free podcast, and we will send you all $1 for listening.
No, this is actually a Cast Plus podcast. Everyone who listens to this podcast, we owe you $1.
That's right.
I think is what he's trying to say.
Maybe we'll get you a Wendy's Frosty or something. We'll get some coupons. Yeah. Maybe we can
better
get
a lot of straws.
But but anyway, thanks so much for tuning in. Check us out. We'll be back soon. And Bye. The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Bailey. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with Yan spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.